Jollof rice is a spiced rice made with tomatoes and other ingredients. Almost every country in West Africa has its own signature style, and all think theirs is the best. Ghanaian rapper Sister Debra even put it to verse.
Kuvi made the Ghana jollof. Ghana jollof. Yummy. Ghana jollof. Ghana jollof. Yummy. Nigerian jollof. Yeah, it tastes funny. Ghana jollof.
Well, they're going to try and settle this at the African Food Festival in New York City this weekend with the Jollof Cook-Off. Chef Pierre Thiam will be one of the judges.
The name Jollof is an ancient kingdom that's located in Senegal, and the kingdom inhabited by the Wolof people, which is the majority people of this country of Senegal. So Jollof is originally from Senegal. Jollof rice is originally from Senegal, and it has spread through West Africa over the centuries. And now you have a version of jollof rice in so many different countries, from Liberia to Nigeria, Ghana, Sierra Leone. But originally, jollof rice comes from the Jollof Kingdom of Senegal.
Pierre, how did this become such a competitive thing? I mean, I saw the rap video online championing one jollof's rice over another.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating. Even myself, I got caught into this whole debate, because one day I was interviewed and mentioned the fact that it originated from Senegal, and I didn't mean that we make out the best one, but every country, we're so passionate about food, and this particular dish, jollof rice, is so symbolic. You know, it's a great dish. You know, if you haven't tried it, you should definitely go ahead and have your own jollof. But every version, every country thinks they make the best ones, you know. I mean, we have the right to claim the original of the jollof rice, the first jollof rice, but I don't know that we have the best one. I definitely love our jollof rice, but I enjoyed all the other jollof rice that I've tried. And this debate is not going to have an end. I don't think this debate will be concluded tomorrow at the jollof competition. No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be an ongoing thing. It's a cultural thing. You're used to eating one thing, and then you try it differently. So you think yours is the original, because that's the one your mama cooks, you know, and our mama cooks the best, definitely, everywhere in West Africa.
Okay, Pierre, you're being way too diplomatic. Let's cut to the chase. What country makes the best jollof?
Senegal. Definitely Senegal, I should say.
I knew you were going to say
again,
Senegal.
You know, no, absolutely. I mean, this is just, again, I explained to you why, because that's the one I grew up eating, and I believe that the one, I mean, I know that's the original one as well. And, you know, I believe the competition, the judges, since I'm one of them, will definitely lean for the Senegalese one. Hopefully the one who be cooking it will be doing it right.
What are you going to be diligently looking for in the jollof rice this weekend?
I'm looking for a fluffy rice that's really perfectly separated. The whole thing should be red, glistening. You know, there's a certain amount of oil in the jollof rice, so it has to have that glisten. Has to have the rice must be fluffy, has to be separated, has to be bright red, and it has to have definitely lots of flavors.
It's never fair to do food pieces on the radio. I do not have a bowl of jollof in front of me. But anyway, I wish you happy tasting this weekend. Chef Pierre Thiam will be judging the jollof rice competition this weekend at the African Food Festival in New York City. Chef, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.